Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
morning. Good morning. And welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the site today. We have an exciting topic for you today. But before we begin, I will pray. Oh, gracious Father, I ask you to please renew my understanding that you created in me in your own image and likeness with a body, mind, and spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you today, dear Heavenly Father. We come to you, dear Heavenly Father, to be taught through the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to teach us your ways that we might live out your perceptions, dear Heavenly Father, before our family and loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, hold my hand today and every day, dear Heavenly Father. Let me be the woman of God that you have called me to be, dear Heavenly Father. I pray for strength today to share your love with each and every person that I come in contact with today, dear Heavenly Father. Please help me to discard those concerns that block my view of you, dear Heavenly Father. Anything that is not of you, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to remove it, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord, that I can call your name, Lord, and all of them a beautiful and holy name in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today we're going to have a wonderful topic today. And our topic today is knowing God's precepts. And that's going to be found in Psalms 119. Verses 26 through 29, and I will read them out of the Bible, and I hope you have your Bibles with you where you can turn to it for yourself. And the word of the Lord says, I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wonderful work. My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law continuously. So today, the title of our topic is Knowing God's Precepts. And for just a little while, have you ever felt as if you reached the end of the road and the only choice ahead of you is a brick wall? I know many of you have come to that stage in your life one time or another where someone was giving you advice, but you decide not to take it. And all they told you was, I'm just trying to prevent you from running into that brick wall. You know, when you reach that point, the only remedy is to look up, not down, look up. God is waiting for you to come to your sin. You know, confession of sin is the beginning of true hope. For when we acknowledge that we have failed, God can use our broken and contrite heart through the Holy Spirit to mold us anew. You know, you got to understand and walk in the ways of the precept by meditating on God. And I mean meditating on God's word. If you're not participating in any in-depth Bible study, considering finding or starting one yourself, we need to be found in the word of God today. Study the word of God. That way we are knowing God's precept. And the only way we're going to know God's precept is we got to study his word. Ask him for revelation as we go through the word. You know, and as I was reading in the word of God and jotting down some notes, you know, I was thinking about in these days of rampant ignorance and indifference to the things of God, the Christian who seek to acquire deep knowledge and wisdom concerning spiritual matters is of great worth to God. It also brings the Christian real joy, peace, and contentment because he or she is grounded in the great doctrine and the truth of the Bible in his and her ever-growing relationship with the Almighty. You know, spiritual knowledge and wisdom is not simply knowing facts about God or head knowledge. It is heart knowledge, a deep knowing respect of who God is. And this person we worship as well as how he relates to us concerning our lives and our future. And as I was going through Psalms 119, I went down to 97 through 101. You can read that at your leisure. And also Proverbs 21 and 5, 22, 1 through 5. You know, first of all, I started thinking about knowing God's precept. First, meditation. You know, it is of tremendous value to spend time along with God every day, communing with him through prayer and studying his word. In order to have an effective Christian life, we need to depend on his sovereign resource instead of our own resource. We cannot live the Christian life on our own without the illumination of the Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. So anytime we need to commune with our Heavenly Father about an important decision or crisis in our life, wisdom, in handling a situation, or how to correctly interpret something, we surrender ourselves before him and listen to what he has to say. Are you listening today when Jesus is speaking to you? Or are you going all the way off talking about everything else but listening to the voice of God? You know, it's sometimes hard to do this in a busy world, but we have to make time. We live in the, you know, we're living in this world, but we got to make time for the Almighty God. For when he speaks, we can hear. Because if we're going about our daily chores so busy that we don't hear time and hear the word of God speaking to us, we're going to run into a brick wall. We're going to run into things that we could have avoided if we took a little time in the word of God, knowing what the precepts are, knowing what he is saying to us. And, you know, we need to know his precepts. When we know God intimately and know his precepts, they are a delight to us. The more we know God, the more we want to know about him. It's just like in a relationship. When you love someone, you want to know more about them, what they like and they don't like. That's the same way about Jesus. He loves us. You want to know more about God. You want to know what God wants you to do, where he wants you to go. And when you love, you know, you have to say, how can I please Jesus? You want to know how you can please that person in relationship. So why not ask God, how can I please you, God? We're still talking about knowing his precept. And when we obey him, we learn his ways. Learning his law is also referred in some passages 119 and verse 97. And I'm going to turn over to that right quick. And the word of God says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That means the love of God's law. We have to meditate on the word of God day and night. We have to read the word, get revelation of the word, put that what we have attained in our memory bank. So when we need it, we can pull it up. No, that don't mean you may have the Bible all the time with you at every given moment. But in your prayer time, as you communing with God, and as you reading the word of God, you can go into your inner self, and God will start speaking to you. He will start giving you revelation of what you needed. And, you know, before you know it, you begin to know his precepts for your life, of him, what he wants. Not just what you want, but what the Lord wants. And, you know, to the, I think words, God's words were sweeter to him than the honeycomb. And that was in verse 103. And I'll read that in Psalms 119. And it say, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You know the word of God is so good, so rich. He is telling you in the word for yourself. It's in your Bible. If you have not tore that page up, it's saying, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And you know honey is sweet, but the word of God is better. It's sweeter. My. You know God is just so good. Just so good. And we also know from Scripture that the honeycomb has nutritious value. My. You know, and as we read through, and if you turn over to Luke, we're going to jump over to Brother Luke. And we're going to go to Luke 24 and 42. And we're going to read, what thus saith the Lord. And Luke 24 and 42 says, and he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou come and to thy kingdom. We're talking about the priest, still talking about knowing the precepts of God. My, knowing the precepts of God. Ooh, you know, it is through knowing him and his ways that we have the discernment to keep from evil. It is also how we become like Jesus. And if it's anybody that wants to come in, I'm going to continue on talking. For some reason, something has failed on the line. But God is a good God. And we're not going to let the enemy come in today knowing God's precept. Because God is just so good this morning. You know, precepts are the key to get an understanding. My. Precepts are God's idea. Precepts are commandment or direction given as a result of action. A conduct. My. A principle is prescribing a particular course of action. Precept is a concept. A concept are transferred through words. My. And you know, I go over Psalms 119 every day. And you know, and when you go to Psalms 119, it will help you through whatever you're going through in your walk with Christ. When you read from the beginning until the end, and I just jump over here right now to Psalm 119, verse 33, says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statute, and I shall keep it unto the end. You know, Psalms 19 tell us a lot about precept. Let's look at a few verses. And let's turn to verse 4 and see what it says. It says, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligently. My. You know, as I read that, you know, we can look at it, and then we jump to verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man cleave his ways by taking heed thereto according to thy word? You know, here scripture contains many signals intended for our protection. correction, and direction. The Word of God controls the flow of our lives so that we can reach our destination safely. You know, as we travel this busy highway of life, the road and the word red lights up when envy, pride, hatred, lust, selfishness appear. The Holy Spirit alert us to these hazards and cautions to hit the brakes or risk having a serious accident. We're still talking about knowing God. Precept. You know, and as we go through heavy traffic of daily living, we must be ready to respond to the green light of kindness, humility, love, worship, purity. If we would just follow the signal followed in Scripture, the road of life would be much easier to navigate. We're still on Psalms 119 talking about God's precept. And, you know, I went over to verse 63 in the same chapter. And your precept have to respect your ways. And we'll turn to verse 63 today. We're going to just be going from Scriptures today. That way you can get understanding because God may give you a revelation. And 63 says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precept. You see, precept is coming up again. It's telling you, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precept. My. You know, I will never forget your precept. For with them you have quickened me.
Good morning, everyone. This is Blog Talk Radio, and this is Prophet Andrew Sims filling in for Overseer Sadie Elliott. She's having problems with her network, and if anyone can hear me, please let me know by keying in with a 1, please. We're having a difficulty with the airways, and we're talking about precepts today. And we're coming from Psalms 119, 26 through 29. If anyone can hear me, please let me know by keying in, please. 1. If anyone can hear me, please give me a signal to let me know that we're coming through. If anyone can hear me, please key in by giving me a 1, please. Great Overseer, can you hear me at all?
No, I'm still trying to get to it. It's just coming back up and then come all the way over there.
I'm talking about now. I keyed in. Can you call the number now in and press 1 and see what you get?
Okay, I'm calling in.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know. Let it shine, let it shine all the time. Jesus gave me this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave me this little light, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. You in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. And because of the name of Jesus.
Hello?
Great Overseer.
Yeah, I can hear you singing and everything. I can say amen, amen, but you couldn't hear me now.
Can't hear you at all.
Oh.
There's nothing coming through on that.
Shit, I don't know if it's my phone, but you can hear me on the phone, right?
I'm on a different phone now.
Okay.
But what something must be happening with the network because it's not working.
Must be because it'll come back up saying not responded.
Right.
I thought sure it was gonna come up.
Well, I guess we'll just keep saying.
I did not hear it. I know there's the reason. I don't know what the reason is yet, but I know God is in control.
I know the reason is not by God's perfect will, though, because this message has to go out. That's a word to be given. It's an attack of the enemy that's going on. We're going to sing on this line until we get a breakthrough. Jesus is on the main line. Can you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If your wife is not doing right, tell him what you want. Yes, if your wife is not doing right, tell him what you want. Yes, If your husband is not doing right, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. His line is never busy. Tell him what you want. Yes, his line is never busy. Tell him what you want. His line is never busy. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If your church is not doing right, tell him what you want. Yes, if your church is not acting right, tell him what you want. If your church is not acting right, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yes, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want.
I'm back on.
Good. So do I need to hang up and call in on this other number?
Yeah, call in on the number. Go ahead, because your number's on it.
Okay. I'm finna take. I'm gonna go out and call you on the other number.
I want to say good morning again to everyone. We was disconnected some kind of way. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Good morning. We want to thank 918-814-7924 for calling in today. We have been having all kind of technical difficulties today, but God is able. God is truly able. And our topic for today, knowing God's precept. That's what we was talking about when we got cut off. But we need to know God's precept. And the precepts are the key to getting understanding. Precepts are God's idea, his original information. Precepts are a commandment or direction given as a rule or action or conduct. A principle is to describe a particular course of action. And precept or precept is a concept which are transferred through words. So today we want to tell you, we hope you had your Bibles We're sorry for the inconvenience today. We don't know what happened to the show today, where everything just went off, that we couldn't do the show as we had planned on it. But we give God praise for those that came in, those that had to leave. Please check the archives for later on. Because, you know, when we get understanding from knowing God's precept, his will say he made known his ways to Moses. He acted to the children of Israel. We have a caller now on the air. Good morning, caller. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord, great overseer. I'm in.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I rebuked that devil over here on this end of the phone because he has no place with this show.
Praise God, and I rebuked him over here on this end.
There you go.
That's right. We got a twofold punch of power and authority.
That's right.
To take dominion over the things that God has given us. Praise God.
Praise God. You want to say for the time we have left, Prophet, you want to talk a little bit about the knowing God precept coming from Psalms 119:26-29.
Yes, ma'am. I thank the Lord for this privilege and opportunity, and to all of those that's under the sound of our voice. This is Prophet Andrew Sims out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia. As you look at this word precepts, it's a wonderful word. It really states that the precepts are really commandments. Those are commandments that are given to us that gives us direction. If we do not know the precepts of God, then it means that we do not know the commandments of God. And there's a way that we should know the commandments of God by the precepts of God, by the direction of the Holy Ghost. So when you look at Psalms 119:26-29, and you look at Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, it talks about keeping the commandments or the precepts of God. And at the beginning of this, it talks about the blessings by keeping the precepts of God. And then the 16th verse, and beginning at the 17th verse, it talks about the curses. God, great overseer. Now,
yes, sir.
If you look at those precepts that are given, then you'll come to find out that's quite a few people in the body of Christ that is cursed. Did you hear?
Yes, sir.
Because when you look at the fact that precepts of doing it by the will of God is going to determine what is right by your life and what is going to determine what is wrong by your life, then you'll come to find out that there's a lot of people that's in the body of Christ that's not keeping the precepts, and neither do they have the Holy Ghost. So you'll notice that if you do not keep the precepts, then it lets you know that you don't have the Holy Ghost. Hello. I've got to put this together for you now. If the precepts are the commandments of God that's going to bless you or curse you, and the Holy Ghost is the one supposed to bring it back to your remembrance what Jesus has taught you so you can do what you need to do, then it lets you know that the Holy Ghost that you have is not the Holy Ghost that you need. The precept is what's going to determine how the Holy Ghost is working in you. So if you just examine a believer or a Christian of God, and all you've got to do is place the precepts or the commandments of God by a Christian that shows that they should be blessed or cursed, then you're going to find out, great overseer, that 90% of Christians are cursed and don't have no Holy Ghost. They say they've got it, but the truth is in the Word. And so we've got just a few minutes left, great overseer, but I challenge anyone under the listening audience to be able to differ with that according to the Word of God. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, because I lost a lot of callers when the screen, everything just went off on me. But I give God praise for this topic today. And if anyone want to call in, you still have a few minutes to call on and talk about knowing the precepts of God. I mean, I had so much I had wrote down on precept when my screen went dead, but I won't let that hinder me. You know, understanding and walking in the ways of thy precept is by meditating on God's word. And if you're not participating, you know, in studying God's word, everyone need to get down to doing it now, because we need to study the word. Ask God for revelation of the word. And as you were saying about the Holy Ghost, there's a lot of people that say they got the Holy Ghost, and you don't contradict them, but when it comes time for the Holy Ghost to be in operation to go forth, you don't see no power, no evidence. And so you say, well, I thought you said you tongue talking, speaking in tongues, laying on hands, but it ain't no power. So, and, you know, as we was talking about the commandment, precepts are a commandment or direction given as a rule of action or conduct. And we understand from knowing God's precept, his thoughts, the Bible say, not me, the Bible say, he made known his ways to Moses, his act to the children of Israel. Moses drew unto the Lord Yahweh, and the children of Israel was afraid and drew back. And you can go also to Nehemiah, the 9th chapter, 13th through the 14th verse, and says, you came down also upon Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them right judgment and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and made known to them your holy Sabbath and commandment. Then precepts, statutes, and laws by the hands of Moses, your servant. And you know, all of God's precepts are sure. And for anyone that wants to find that, just turn your Bibles over to Psalm 111 and on verse 7. In case you don't have your Bible right there, I'll read it. On verse 111, verse 7 says, the work of his hands are virtue and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They didn't say some of them, part of them. They say all his commandments are sure. It's nothing before all and nothing after all. That means all. Everything God said is all of it. It's all of it. He didn't take nothing out of it, nothing out of it. And, you know, God's work is sure and does not change. God said, put me in remembrance of my word. He's telling you that. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. Call that word back out to God from the word of God. In Isaiah 55 and 11, it says, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. My. So today, we need to know God's precept. And we have various scriptures that we can go to. I know our time is running out today for the amount of time I took out for today. But you can pick up your Bibles and go through it, even just Psalms 119. And you will see every two or three verses you see is talking about precept. Precept, knowing God's precept. You know, it's all throughout that chapter. You know, and God's precepts, his law and commandment has been given for us to live the life that he planned for us. They're not suggestions, but they should be taken seriously. I mean, the things God tell you is serious, you all. It's not to play around with. And God wants us to study, to show ourselves approved to God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So today we were talking about knowing God's precept. And as you read through the scriptures, you will find everything God is telling you, how to meditate on it, how to, you know, apply it to our heart and wisdom. And in Proverbs 2:1-5, it'll indicate that we need to seek to live our lives in God's wisdom. Above all else, God's precepts are precious and to be sought after. Living our lives after the pattern of his commandments, you know, illuminated by the Holy Spirit, should be our desire. A good, secluded, educated, a bare minimum in comparison to a good spiritual grounding. And does that mean we need to neglect our earthly responsibility? Heaven forbid. Any man who doesn't take care of his family, the word says, worse than an infidel, unbeliever. You can find that in 1 Timothy 5 and 8. We need to function in the earthly capacity that we are put here for. But ultimately, we are to live for eternity, not for the things of the earth. God desires that his children be grounded in him so they can delight in him and be the salt of the earth. We cannot possibly be the salt of the earth, or the light of the earth to those around us if we have little or no desire to learn of his ways, to obey him, honor him, and by spending time daily with him in his word. And that's what we have to do. We have to be found spending time in his word. We set aside a time each and every day, night, to spend time in God's word, to learn more of God. And when we don't understand, ask God to give you a revelation of the scriptures that you're reading. Ask him to make it plainer. That way you will understand what he's telling each and every one of you. I thank you for coming in to join Peace Outreach Ministry today to the topic, Knowing God's Precepts. I am very sorry for the delay on cutting us on and off. Don't know what happened, but to God be the glory. We're going to give him the praise today and him the honor because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And is there any closing remarks from anybody? I see Prophet Sims' hands are still up, and I have a caller calling from area code 918. Did you want to say anything, caller from 918? You have a few minutes.
I'm just listening to that.
I'm glad you stayed on, baby. Thank you so much. Because we had people came in on the chat line too, and the screen, and everything went out. But the enemy has no place here in my home, in your home, on this line, because we come back. We decreed and declared that this show would go on today. No matter how much time we had left, we were still going to bring the word of God forth. Because somebody was sitting in their home, in their office, in their car, tuning in to this program because they wanted to know, knowing God's precept, what they should do, knowing the knowledge and wisdom of God. And we want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on and for you all that was able to stay on through the midst of the storm. We know how storms come, but this too shall pass. Did we see the sunshine? And the sun is shining. We want to thank you so much today. Did you have any closing remarks, Prophet Sam?
I think the person from 911 had a closing remark first.
Oh, 918?
Yeah, 918.
No, I came in for the late, so I just came in for the late. I was just listening in.
Have you passed your test yet?
Nine one eight.
Have you passed your test?
No, sir, not yet. I'm still working, but no, sir, not yet.
Okay, all right. I already know it. I was just checking with you to see if you're going to be honest.
I got to be honest with the prophet. So I have to be honest now.
Praise God. And I've said something that I really have to say to you about these precepts. The precepts in Deuteronomy 28 is the commandments of God. Blessings and curses are there.
Mm-hmm.
That if those commandments or precepts are received by God and recognized by God, then the Holy Ghost is going to tell you what you need to have so you can be blessed according to that. So be careful, all right? 918?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's my comment. Thank you for the privilege.
Yes, sir. And I thank you so much for coming on. Even when the mist I was trying to get it on, you tried to carry the program on by singing, and I could hear you singing, but I don't think you was hearing me letting you know I had to come back on or whatever. But you know, God know how to do a thing. And I think, but when God do it, it is well done. And I want to thank both of you all for coming on today and sharing. And for the people that came in on the chat line, thank you so very much for coming in. I had to leave from that when it cut off and everything, but I want to tell God thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the show, in spite of what the enemy tried to do. But we combat that enemy today and send him back out trotting. So y'all have a blessed and a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.